Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to Friends with Money. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar. Thanks for joining us. For this bonus podcast, we have our guest, David Higgins, who is the Chief Technology Officer at F-Sure, a leading payment fraud prevention platform. He is here to help us understand this very concerning phenomenon called ghost tapping. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. Great to be here.
Okay, so what is ghost tapping?
Ghost tapping is when someone will simulate a tap or a swipe or something on your phone without you knowing about it. So you can imagine that the things that people could do on your phone with the apps that you have installed and with the access that we all generally have on our phone, well, by interacting with your phone and swiping and tapping, they can simulate that those apps are doing things without you actually doing anything yourself.
That is scary. And we are definitely now a tapping culture. We tap when we commute. We tap when we get our coffees. It's next to us. So is this something that happens in the city, of course, because you're in crowded places, or it's pretty much anyone can be a target?
Anyone can be a target. If you've got a mobile phone, then some of the ways that they can prey on you is by doing so in places where you would least suspect it. But having said that, yes, if it's going to be through some of the ways that ghost tapping is done, then it can be more prevalent in a public area only because there's lots of other people around with mobile phones. And if someone's going to try and do an attack and see who they can infiltrate, then that's going to be easier if there are more people around.
And say if you're going on holidays and you're in a foreign country, can this happen as well? They can still access your mobile phone or they can still ghost tap?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we live in a global economy and it's great that that we can take our mobile phones wherever we are. I love that I can just simply take the mobile phone that I have overseas and get instant access everywhere. But as long as you have that access, then you're going to be suspect to these attacks. And the thing is, I think some people might feel that, well, if I go overseas and I don't have my phone connected to the internet, for example, that means that I'm protected. But some of the attacks that can be done mean that that's not necessarily the case. If your mobile phone is on with certain settings on, then you're definitely still going to be a target.
So how are hackers exploiting this for financial gain? And how complex can these scams get?
Yeah, very, very complex. These are not people that are there sort of sitting in a basement seeing what they can do. These are fairly sophisticated criminal enterprises. And this is their job. And this is their job, and it's horrible to say, but they are very, very good at it. And it's quite prevalent because if someone is going to defraud someone or get some funds or something from somewhere, then they need to make sure that they can get those funds as far away from that original location as possible and into bank accounts that then become very difficult to trace.
And so what can people do to protect themselves?
You know, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the ways that you protect yourself really haven't changed for a long, long time, whether it was some of the original scams that came out prior to mobile phones or scams that have been around since. And it really is just knowing about your mobile phone, knowing what you have installed, knowing what needs updating and making sure that you do update, making sure that you're not jumping onto applications or downloading applications from a source that isn't an official Google Play or Apple iStore or something like that. But even then, you need to be careful and ask yourself, should I actually install this application? I would always start with, do I absolutely need to install this application? We are bombarded with advertisements on all different applications that tell us that this game looks really fun, or here's a way to make a bit more money, or here's a way to use your mobile phone for some sort of, you know, good purpose when you're not actually using it. Download that. And as you said, we're all too quick just to say, I'll click on that and then I can uninstall that. Well, unfortunately, sometimes even when you've uninstalled that, it's still not going to make a difference. You're still going to be susceptible if you've injected some sort of malware onto your phone. The other thing is because these can be, you can have malware put onto your phone through ways that don't require you to actually download something, then just being aware of your surroundings. If you're somewhere where you feel like your mobile phone or your credit cards might be in danger, then that's probably not a good area to be in. So the ways to protect yourself haven't really changed after all this time, but the problem is that the methods of attacking have changed. If you think about it, a person who wants to compromise your mobile phone or your credit card or defraud you, they can try millions of times. They've really only got to be successful once or twice. But if you get attacked a million times, you've got to be successful in thwarting that attack a million times, because that one time that you're not is could be that one time that your mobile phone gets compromised.
Well, there you have it. You've heard it from David. You really, truly just have to be vigilant. David, thanks for sharing your insights with us today.
Thanks, Michelle. Great to be here.
Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.